just recently won an election. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That was a nice honor.
Careful what you ask for in life, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to it. And I ran on the platform of living here for 31 years, loving Yankton and all the things we do in this town. And we've had chances to leave, Jeff, and we've made choices to stay here. And we'll talk a little bit about that today, being a member of the Optimist Club with you. That it's a great. I want to make Yankton continue to be a great place to live in the future.
Did you get all those signs taken down?
I did.
Garage full of them?
In the back of a little pickup that my son Abram and I went around town and picked them up.
So, oh, that was nice. Fun. You could do that together with Abram.
Yeah, so he enjoyed it.
And life at Mount Marty has been good. I know that was a great transition for you.
Yeah, it's been great for me. A lot of momentum going on up there. They use that word a lot up there, momentum at the Mount. But semester's wrapping up here. Finals are next week, and we're going to get done. Graduation's early May, the first Saturday of May there. So May 2nd, 3rd. So things have wrapped up, and then we'll move on to actually some summer school. And the next thing you know, I hate to say it, fall will be here before you know it.
Well, slow down there,
sorry,
partner. Slow
sorry
down. Hopefully you get to do some fun things this summer.
Plan
I'm sure
on
you will.
Yep, plan
yeah
on.
Good. Well, you're a part of the Yankton Morning Optimist Club, and there's something coming up next week that we always love to talk about, and it's the Batting for Youth exhibition baseball game. There's a lot of moving parts to this, a lot of things that happen. So how about some details?
Yeah, let's go a little about history, Jeff. Let's go back to 1996 when this thing started, May 24th. It's funny how this game has continually moved up the calendar. You know, we would play it in late May. It was that first year with Sioux City Explorers, Sioux Falls Canaries exhibition baseball, brought it to Yankton. They had no idea what to expect. They played a series of exhibition games, and now those leagues that those teams don't play much for exhibition season. Just one game, and it's going to be right here in Yankton on Monday the 28th of April next week. So we have both those teams coming in here. We've held it every year except one year of COVID, and last year we got rained out. But every other year we've had this event going on, and it raises money for the mission of the Optimist Club here in Yankton is youth and all of our activities involved around youth. I think last year we gave money to like 21 organizations, and over $37,000 went back into youth activities, scholarships, things to help youth. We get lots of requests, but the big ball game has been part of our kind of our anchor for a while, and here it is once again.
Yeah, it's a great spring thing. I don't want to turn back the clock to winter, but great job on the Santa's Workshop again this year from the
club.
Oh,
yeah, that's been a great thing down at Riverside Park and the Territorial Capitol, and just a lot of fun. And again, on something that was maybe missing for the community, a nice home for Santa and Santa's Workshop. And so all of our group that puts that on, puts it on for two weekends, and that's a great thing. And then this one's just a one-shot deal, but a lot of work goes into finding sponsors. And basically, the event is free to the public, Jeff. Just go find a ticket at the sponsoring businesses, which we'll have out there, we've got out there right now, the social media platforms and in the newspaper, and just go get a ticket, come to the ball game, have a nice day outside. Hopefully the weather holds in there, so we'll count on you on the weatherman taking care of that.
Oh, sure, no problem.
No pressure there.
No problem.
And just have a good old time out there. It'll start at 4:30 with a youth clinic. The teams are good enough to come in early and have kids on the field and play a little catch and a little running and show them some hints of the game.
When's the last time you played catch?
You know, you won't believe this, just a couple weeks ago with that young man, Abram.
I believe it.
Yeah, we got the ball out there and threw him some pitches even. So he's moving up to coach pitch baseball this summer, I believe. So that's
never once regretted having a catch with someone. Mm. It's a nice
connection.
Yeah,
me neither. Did a lot of that in our front yard. If you went up and down Regal Street, Regal Drive, you'd see myself and some kids out there always playing catch. And I do it again in a heartbeat. You and I want to go outside right now and go get our mitts. Let's go play.
We should carry our gloves and our trunks at all times.
Yeah.
So Monday the 28th, the Batting for Youth exhibition baseball game. And Dave said the clinic starts at 4:30. And then what else happens?
And there's a tailgate will go on there for some specials on some food ahead of time. And then 6 o'clock, we'll have the first pitch. Also at this event, we recognize the coloring contest for the Riverboat Days T-shirt contest. So that'll be recognized. We should be able to meet the captain, and Bell will be introduced at this ball game.
You know what? Let's not wait for the game. Just tell us who it is.
I don't know
now
who it is.
You don't know who it is.
I'm going on a limb saying that we're going to know who it is by then. But no, it's going to be announced there. And it's just a fun evening for the community, young and old alike. Doesn't matter. Come out and watch some ball. And, the Explorers and the Canaries, is like I said, with only one exhibition game, and they're going to play it here in Yankton. They really like the support we give both those markets, being kind of sandwiched between the two of them, and just a great turnout usually from the fans, and come cheer it on and just have a lot of fun.
And if you want more information on this, check out Yankton Morning Optimist Club on Facebook. Good way to follow your group. And speaking of your group, is it healthy right now with members and lots of good people?
Yeah, it's a busy group, probably 90 so members, you know, and I reach out to young people, retired people looking for something to do. That seems to be, seems like a lot of people that have retired are looking for something to do are starting to hook back into service clubs, which is great. And it's not just the Optimist Club, it could be Sertoma Club, could be Rotary Club here in Yankton, any of those activities. You always got something going on. And we're getting ready to, one of our biggest things we do to raise a lot of funds is the service we give to Riverside Park and the concession stand down there for baseball all season long. After Mount Marty in the high school season, the Optimist Club gets back in there and runs the concession stand all the way through the rest of the summer baseball season. So a lot of man hours go into that, but the profits all go back into things like Yankton baseball, but other youth activities as well. It does not necessarily always sports, but a lot of things like scholarships, scouts, those kind of things, junior achievement, United Way things going on, just a whole bunch of, like I said, 21 organizations last year received funds from the Optimist Club.
Thanks for doing it. Thanks for coming in. And the glass is always at least half full.
Half full. Sometimes I need to remind myself of that. But
hey, best wishes on your city commission experience. I'm sure it won't always be smooth, but hopefully it'll be good in the long run.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And we'll be there to help move Yankton forward.